we are waiting, I guess, for the Treasury to release that list of priorities of who gets paid. But I wanted to ask you just a background question to that. We keep saying it's the Treasury, but ultimately, isn't it the White House that decides the priorities?
It would be in the political sense, but there are responsibilities the Treasury has, and of course the Federal Reserve, which actually disperses the payments. And so while, yes, the political decisions wouldn't be made by Tim Geithner, by himself, of course, but by the president and his staff, there are certain things they've already told us. We are going to pay the interest on our outstanding debt and our maturing debt. In other words, we're going to roll it over. They've already said that. They've also said, in so many words, that they are going to pay Social Security. Now, one thing I would say is, when you do those two things, and you get to about the 8th or 9th of August, then you get down to a very difficult decision. Who doesn't get paid? And quite frankly, just looking at our analysis, if I were a federal worker, I would be concerned that I would not get paid. And I would remind everyone, this is not a continuing resolution for appropriations. You don't have a designation of essential versus non-essential. The only time that applies is during a continuing resolution or absence of appropriations. We're in uncharted territory, and I would think that most of the assumptions people are making about am I essential, am I non-essential, are pretty irrelevant when they start having to make this so-called priority decision list.
As this decision list is being made, some of the factors that they may have to consider, I would think bondholders and people that they need to keep whole would be top priority, and perhaps federal contractors, not so much.
Oh, no, I don't think, I hate to say it so casually, and I don't mean it casually, but I think federal contractors are pretty far down the list. I happen to be able to meet with someone who depends very much on contractors, on money from the federal government. He is a contractor to the federal government. And I said, what are you doing? This was day before yesterday. And he said, well, I am making sure I have enough money put up to pay the employees at the end of the month. We are making sure, I've already made sure my lines and credit are going to be okay. This is a very successful business in a very high priority area. If he's doing that, you can imagine that every single responsible business in this area are making the same kind of contingency plans.
Now, you mentioned that debt service would get paid. I guess that's about, what, $30
yes.
billion a month.
Right.
And Social Security administration, Social Security payments, isn't that about $60 or so billion
yes.
a month?
It happens three Wednesdays. The first Wednesday is a $23 billion payment. So if we assume we're going to pay the debt and all of our debt obligations internationally and nationally, and we're then going to pay Social Security, at about that time, which would be somewhere around the 9th or 10th, the Treasury will run out of money. Now, two different things are happening here. On August 2nd, they lose their borrowing authority. But they are accumulating cash right now, kind of hoarding it up, so that when August 3rd comes, and if there's no deal, they will have enough money to pay and not default on our debt, and also pay things, and my assumption will be, Social Security, and right after that, if they have to, payment to military in the field and veterans compensation. At that point, they're out of money for essentially the rest of the month.
So that means no Medicare and Medicaid payments either.
That is probably right. Certainly not all of them, and certainly not on time and in full. And I think that's the important thing. They will make on time and in full the payments to debt holders. And we believe that they will make on time and in full the payment to Social Security recipients. Beyond that, it's very difficult to say that anybody will be paid on time and in full. And so it's going to be if we get there, it's going to be a very difficult balancing act. And I have to say, just watching this debate, and I've been through three of them when I was a Senate staffer, none as bad as this one, I might add, it seems as though people are forgetting when they talk about the AAA rating, when they talk about default, I think they're forgetting what an impact this will have on the nation's economy. I expect us to get fairly bad news, quite frankly, later this morning on the national GDP growth this past second quarter. If I'm right about that, then you're going to see much more pressure on unemployment. You're going to see a lot of people very concerned about this slowing economy. A real situation where we didn't have enough money to pay all of our obligations, and it went on, let's say, for 3 or 4 weeks, would have a real negative impact on top of the slowing economy. And I think the jobs question would become very quickly the most important thing, much more even than our AAA rating.
We're speaking with Steve Bell, the Senior Director for Economic Policy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center. And I just want to ask you another question about the mechanics of all this, because the failure to raise the debt ceiling means the Treasury can't raise more bonds, as it's been doing for so many years. But I wanted to ask you if there are receipts coming in from taxes. I think you said it's around $180 billion a month on average. It varies throughout the year.
Right.
But against that money as it comes in, would the government have the ability to just take short-term revolving credit aside from the bonds? Would they even be able to do that?
No. They are out of borrowing authority.
So period. Long-term bonds or even short-term revolving credit.
Right. They have, about the 3rd of August, the 2nd or 3rd of August, they will run out of borrowing authority. They have breached the $14.3 trillion level. They used, as you know, federal retirees trust fund money of $232 billion to get this far. Those are called emergency measures or extraordinary measures, and they have done that. That runs out sometime about August 3rd. So they will have no more ability to borrow and will be able to pay only out of accumulated cash on hand. And you can guess, anybody can guess how much that'll be, and we'll all be wrong because you don't know day to day exactly how many receipts are coming in. But the fact is, right after that, they have to make some big decisions. Do they pay our sovereign debt? We believe they've already said yes. Are they going to pay Social Security on time and in full, that first big bit that happens on the first Wednesday of the month? Our guess, and this is strictly a guess, is they will do that. If they pay our troops in the field, which seems likely to me, then they're down to some very, very difficult decisions. Because people talk about, well, maybe 50% of federal employees will be furloughed, or maybe 20%. No one knows. But if it goes on 2 or 3 weeks, in my view, there will be substantially more than 50% of the civilian workforce in the federal government laid off, because that's the only remaining money, and that's employees in a variety of people and workforce places that are not considered as important, frankly, as Social Security and payment on the debt. So these are nasty decisions, and when Secretary Geithner said he didn't want to be in a position of making such moral decisions, he wasn't being inflammatory. These are, really and truly at the bottom of it, moral decisions, because lots of people's lives could be affected very badly by some of these decisions. And it's a terrible position to put anyone in.
When we had you on last week, I asked you this question, and I want to see if the answer has changed, and that is, are lawmakers going to be able to make this deadline, even with just a short-term solution?
I still say yes, but I have to admit the last week has shaken my confidence. I've been through these, and normally, you know, we have all the theatrics and we have all the yelling, and everyone gets to send their press releases out and make their statements on the media. But the fact of the matter is, this has gone beyond that. And the inability last night of the Speaker to get to a vote after he'd already called one at 6 o'clock is extremely unusual. That is, I've been doing this off and on for 40 years in this town, and I can recall only one or two occasions in which on a vote like this, the Speaker of the House had said, we're going to vote at 6 o'clock, and then it turned out he or she did not have the votes.
A follow-up question to that. Let's say they do make this deadline one way or another. That doesn't necessarily guarantee that the credit rating won't drop anyway.
Oh, I think that the credit rating will drop I think that's pretty much in the cards. S&P tried to back away a little bit yesterday from its earlier announcement that we needed $4 trillion in savings over 10 years in order for us to retain their AAA rating on us. But we have to step away from that. It's a little bit of an artificiality. The fact is, American treasuries, America may economically right now and financially may be a kind of beat-up house, but it's the best house in a very bad neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to have people investing in euros right now because nobody knows what's happening there. And we really don't have any other country that has enough sovereign, deep enough markets and liquidity for people to put several trillion dollars worth of investments in. You can't do that into the Swiss franc, for example. And so our house may be run down and have rats, but at least it's not on fire like the rest of the houses in the neighborhood.
That's
which is scant comfort, yes, I know.
An incredible analogy. That's
yeah, they say crowns rest on credit, but they can also drop right off the head and fall on the ground too.
Yes, sir. There is no – people should remember, there's no guarantee. It wasn't sent down from on high that America would always be have the reserve currency in the form of the dollar, or that America would always be – the strongest military and economic power in the world forever. It's something that has to be worked at and something that has to be planned for. And right now we are really seeing a situation in which we're risking, to some extent, the confidence that other nations are going to have in our ability to function over time. Obviously, a debt default would be extraordinary. I guess catastrophic is a word that Dr. Bernanke used. But we cannot kid ourselves. We are seeing the erosion on the part of some serious people around the world about America's ability to govern herself. And I think if we did get into the third where we couldn't borrow any more money, I think that would be a very serious blow to America's prestige.